back here on the air, and this is A Progressive Life, and I believe we have Dr. Feynman with us. Are you
yes,
there?
I'm here. Right. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm kind of crazy first 2 hours where we were, where Scott and I, and we had one specific caller adjudicated all the decisions about abortion and gun laws and stuff.
Oh,
like
I was busy. I didn't get to listen. Yeah.
Well, now you know. It's. I got to mention this before we even get off on our stuff. On the 13th of the next Monday, the state of Ohio will allow anyone to carry a gun without any, supposedly without any of the
background check or anything.
Yeah, all that stuff. But there's a laundry list of about 15 things that you can't have done and be allowed to carry the gun. Why don't they just make somebody sign that laundry list? One of the things is you can't be a felon. One of the things is you can't be in a situation, a domestic violence situation. There are several things that you have to be over 21. And there
also, in Ohio, it's 21, not 18?
I think it's 21. But there are all sorts of things that you can't do. Why don't they just hand the person who wants to own a gun that list of things and make them sign it and say, I am not one of those, and I will not do that stuff. Then
course, people sign it doesn't mean they're going to be honest.
No, I know, but that's all a background check is anyway, is they're trusting
okay,
you.
Okay, but is it Ohio? It's 21 to,
I think so. I'd
buy
have
a firearm, not 18?
Don't hold me on that. I don't know for sure.
Well, I know in Texas, it's obviously it's 18, you know.
It might be
they
18.
They have no laws, actually.
But I think it might be 21 for long guns, but I don't know that for sure. So don't hold me on that. Let's say it's 18. Let's say it's 18. I don't know. So anyway, that's where we will be on Monday. And I really don't expect people to have a showdown at high noon on Center Street in Marion, but it's a possibility. If you're allowed to carry a gun for no apparent reason.
I think it's horrible, but I guess the Supreme Court's going to decide that soon on gun rights, like in New York, where they have regulations. Oh, my
right.
God, I'm just scared to think what they're going to do.
Well, I'm hoping that nothing bad will happen, but we already know what bad has happened because we allowed people to have the AR-15 or whatever it is. We know that people are killed faster and more violently than before, and now we have, what, 19 children and 2 teachers? I might as well bring this up. Since, what is the name of that town in Texas where all those kids were killed?
You sound pretty low right now, by the way.
Okay.
You got to speak a little louder.
I'm not close to the phone. That was
you got to be close to the phone because it's hard to hear at times.
Okay. Now, since then, we've had, I think I saw 18 mass murders since Uvalde? No. Is that right?
I think it's basically 2 a day, almost, or 1.5 a day. I think it's 3 every 2 days. Yeah.
How crazy.
This is pure insanity, and no other country has this.
Right.
And in other countries like Australia, New Zealand, Britain, and Canada, where they had 1 or 2 of these mass murders long ago, they passed regulations, took guns away, and people accepted it, and they're very low crime rates as far as gun murders. I mean, there's always a few, but it's just insane that we worship the Second Amendment, which is vague. It talks about, it does not say everybody has a right to a gun at all. It talks about, about protection, you know, as far as the states being able to protect people. But it doesn't say that. But this is what has occurred now, and it's just, it's really put everybody in danger all the time.
Yeah, and Scott and I were talking about, do we have the right to tell people one way or the other? These are all opinions. Well, when the opinion is backed up by a lot of scientific evidence, like if you take away assault weapons, you have far less mass murders. And that can be proven by just going to the numbers.
There's no reason for AR-15s, assault weapons like that. I mean, it obliterates the person where you can't even figure out who it is. You have to use DNA evidence.
Right. Now, I was listening this morning to one of the talking heads who said, it was one of the people, actually, that had to do the identification, said that they couldn't identify many of these kids because the bullet would enter their body from the front and blow the back end completely out of their bodies.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, they were just, you know, mush. And
I think that some people have said, just as with Emmett Till, where his body was shown in 1955, horrible, but I think, of course, you can't mandate it. The parents have to agree. But I think this should be done, although I don't think it'll affect a lot of people that just don't care, as long as it's not their family. What it comes down to is unless you or your family or your relatives or your friends or your loved ones are involved, you so like don't care. That's the way America has become, you know, where people just think about me, myself, and I, and they don't care about others. And that's why. But I think it would be horrendous, but it would be good to have people see the reality of what these assault weapons do.
Well, I tell you what, seeing Tillman's body, now, I don't know what went through his mom's brain. I don't know how she found the courage or the guts to show his body.
Yes.
But that
actually
really made a difference.
Even the horrible photograph, compared to what I gather has happened, this is probably worse than Emmett Till's body.
Oh, I imagine it is absolutely worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could just say, what is that? That's a person?
Yeah.
At least with Emmett Till, you could see it was him, you know?
Yeah, and this gentleman that was talking this morning was basically saying that there was no recognizable part of they recognized one of these children by her shoes.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's the only way they knew. And that was what was the gentleman that talked for? He's a famous actor that went to the Congress yesterday. He mentioned that the only way they identified this girl by shoes that she had drawn a little, a flower or something on, and that's how they knew it was her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, if you can only tell the person by their shoes, you couldn't possibly show
and only that. Because the shoes were unusual.
Yeah. I don't know. I really think, and I will go along with Scott, it's an opinion, but I think we ought to ban assault weapons. Personally.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
And that is not a slippery slide by any extension of the thought of slippery slide. That just means you don't want to have weapons out on the street that completely disintegrate
people. Yeah.
Yeah, people. You don't want guns out on the street that you can put a 60-round magazine in and just keep on firing at as fast as your little finger can go.
Yeah.
I really don't like the idea of having handguns available. I don't mind them for target shooting, but I think there should be rules about. Didn't there used to be a rule that you couldn't carry a gun unless in your vehicle unless it could be seen?
Yes, in many states, it depends where you are. But also, in many states, officially, at least, you can't get beer before 21. You can't smoke. You know, whether right or wrong, but that you can. You know, in these states, you can get a weapon.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. I don't know. In Ohio, we can't get beer until 21, but it used to be, I think, you could get what they call 3-2 beer at 18, but that's a different story.
You have to speak up.
I'm sorry. I lowered my voice there.
Yeah, but you do that, I can't hear what you're saying.
Okay.
I'm just telling you.
Sorry about that.
And I have hearing aids in, so it's not like I can't hear. I have hearing aids in my ears. Do you have hearing aids, by the way?
No, I do not. You have hearing aids.
Yeah, I don't wear it all the time, but I do have hearing aids.
I'll be darned.
And I didn't wear it a few weeks ago when we had that problem, so since I'm wearing the hearing aids.
Yeah.
Last time was great. This time, a couple times, you got low, and I could not figure out what you said, but figured it out when you continued on. But I'm just saying, you've got to speak close to the phone, because even with what's been done at the station, it's still very low at times. You know?
I have to be careful, because I do lean back when I'm looking at things, that are on the screen or on my phone, and I get away from the microphone. So I have to be careful about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just trying to make it so I can understand what you're saying, you know.
Okay. Yeah. What happened in yesterday's...
Well, actually, a lot of things are not settled yet because it's still soon.
Yeah.
But I see the two finalists for L.A. Mayor, Karen Bass and Rick Caruso. One is really a Republican who became a Democrat.
Yeah.
Which means I think he's phony. He's not really a Democrat. And he's a white businessman, a very wealthy guy.
Uh-huh.
Probably going to win it. He had more votes than Karen Bass, the African-American congresswoman, who was on the short list for vice president, by the way, Joe Biden.
Yes.
So, I don't know what's going to happen, but most likely we're going to have another wealthy businessman with no political experience who's going to become a mayor and act like a dictator. I just have a feeling. I'm very negative about it, but it's probably what's going to happen.
Well, recently we've been hearing, slight rumors around the projections of the 22 elections where people are saying, hey, the Republicans may not be able to do as easily as they thought they were going to be able to take over,
the House,
the House, yeah.
Well, it's hard to say, though, but of course with the inflation problem,
yeah,
and with the crime problem, and with everything else that's been going on, and the tendency of people to only think about how it affects me, themselves, meaning the gas is the biggest issue, they're going to blame the person in office as if the president of the United States, whether it's George W. Bush or it's Donald Trump or it's Barack Obama or Joe Biden, that they personally make it that way. It's moronic. But whoever said the average voter thinks beyond just that. So I am worried that it's going to be a problem for the Democrats, and it's not going to get better anytime soon, and a lot of it's due to the oil problem, with the Russians. But also now the whole issue, I'm just writing about it today, in fact I just did it, about Saudi Arabia and oil. I mean, Saudi Arabia's leader is horrible.
Yeah.
He's a murderer. And Joe Biden had said he was going to make him a pariah when he ran, and now he's backing away from that.
He's going to go there, yeah.
Apparently he's going to visit Saudi Arabia, but I said he shouldn't be obsequious, a nice word. He shouldn't go out of his... It's going to be a difficult thing, because he wants more oil to be released and all that, but the Jamal Khashoggi story and just the way Saudi Arabia's crown prince is, as a human being, he's just a terrible person. It's a very hard thing to be president because you need the oil, you want to lower the inflation, but you have to deal with somebody who is really just as evil as Putin in a different way.
Yeah, and has a very pleasant smile. I used to like him because he had such a nice smile and he's such a good-looking young man.
Yeah, but
and
good
then I found out he's
and
an
smile doesn't mean anything because
yeah,
that's misleading. It's just like when people think when they meet somebody, like I'm sure when a woman meets a guy for a date, they could think, oh, the guy's hot, and etc. And then they could end up being this happen where they get murdered by such people. You
yes.
can't go by looks.
You have to be very careful.
Yeah, yeah. The same with the other direction. You know, with women, men with women, they have to think about it,
Yeah.
Hot is mass murderers who are good-looking people.
Hot is not necessarily a good thing sometimes. Yeah.
People get misled by looks. That's what I'm saying,
Yeah, we do. And I must admit, all my life I have been I have been one of those people that was...
Well, but at least you don't have a wife who's out to kill you.
Well, that's true. Hey, I just got an interesting message. I can't tell you who. I can't tell you who. Do you ever see?
I guess you're gonna send me the message, right?
Yeah. Do you ever see anything in gray? You're a pretty black and white guy.
So about you or me?
You. Well,
about me?
Yeah.
The point is, the way the world is now, it's very hard to be gray, unfortunately.
It is hard to be gray anymore, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Our discussion this morning basically was talking about the grayness of where abortion laws and gun laws and voting laws are. Now, voting laws, I don't think are gray at all. I think voting laws are pretty obvious. I think the Republican Party right now is trying to make them as gray as they can, but I don't think there are too many states that...
Well, it's very hard to be optimistic. I don't like... The point is, things are very bad right now, and it's not the fault of any one person, but it's just everything has been very bad in the last few years. It's been... the country's and the world's in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, it does seem that. And do you think that we're going through a phase, or do you think we are on the downhill slide towards oblivion. That's a horrible thing to say.
I think we'll come around. We came around in the Great Depression and World War II and the Civil War, but it's a tough patch we're in right now, yeah.
Yeah, and you have to go through some pain to get through it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and we are. Oh, my. Do you think I just lost my train of thought. I hate that when that happens, don't you? The California redistricting. Do you think that that's going to help the Democrats? Do you think it's going to... it does seem like... I think there are more Democratic counties that are getting more votes. I may be wrong on that.
Well, it's hard to know. It's sort of yesterday's votes you're talking
about?
Yeah. It's not settled yet. So,
okay, all right.
It's too soon after to know, you know.
I'm getting messages from people. they want to know, would you ever say that you're pro-life, or
if you're pro-life, and that means anti-abortion, and then you believe in gun rights, and you don't care, that's phony, is the way I look at it.
Okay, all right, that's answering this person's question. By the way, people that are texting me, you can call, no, you can't call in, can you? That's why they're texting me, I got it.
Okay, so this is a person that's listening in that wrote about black and white, to gray, right?
Different people, but yeah. Anyway, and you can continue to message me, everybody, on Facebook, because I'm on there.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Oh, where am I going? Hold on. Just a second. I've lost my train of thought. I also lost my page. Here we are. I'm back on my page. What do you think about tomorrow's disclosure of the 1/6 committee hearings?
I didn't get that. Say that again?
Oh, I'm sorry. I turned my head again. Doggone it. What do you think? Well, do you think big things will happen tomorrow in the 1/6 committee?
Well, I gather they will, yes. There's going to be some testimony by a woman police officer who apparently was the first one hurt, who was not seen before. I read it, they showed her. And also a documentarian that was there at the time and took a lot of footage. So I think I think it'll be helpful, but it's disturbing that Fox News Channel won't cover it.
Yeah, I just saw that. Why did they give a reason why they wouldn't cover
it? Because they're promoting the big lie.
Yeah, of course,
They don't want to know the truth. They don't want to make it out like what happened on January 6th, 2021 is no big deal.
Now, here's an interesting question. You and I both are, I would say, pro-choice and also anti-automatic weapon type guns, the things that kill so massively and so horribly. We're against that. Do you think the people that believe in having that type of gun, or the people that believe having an abortion is killing something, do you think those people believe in it as much as you and I believe the opposite side?
I'm trying to get that. You're saying about the people who have guns, whether they believe what? I'm not quite getting what you're saying.
Do you believe that the people on the opposite side of your stance and my stance on guns and abortion, do you believe they believe it, believe their own, do they believe their beliefs as much as you and I believe our beliefs?
Oh boy, that's a tough question.
Yeah, I
don't know many people like that. they probably do, and that's why we have a chasm that can't be overcome.
Why did that start?
I do think that the split in this country has always been there somewhat, but I think, and people have written about this, it really started in the 1990s when Newt Gingrich became Speaker of the House in 1995, and it was all confrontation, no cross of the aisle, and it was continued by others as time went by, including Sarah Palin became that way, and Dick Cheney, frankly, was that way as Vice President, even though his daughter I really commend. And then, of course, Donald Trump, obviously,
Yeah, you know, the thing I like about Ms. Cheney is that she's brave. I like brave people. Even if I disagree with them, I like them because they have the conviction and they will stand by their conviction. And that's not so with many of those, like our congressman, Mr. Jordan. I don't think he has any convictions one way or the other. I think he's just sort of there.
Well, I think he's a crook, is what I would say. You know, I think he definitely has been involved in activities that are corrupt. Yeah, but that's not unique in him.
Okay. Now,
I want to point out something that I've been reading. There are a couple of people who are conservatives, and they're people in the Republican Party, and they are not pro-Trump, and they're speaking out, and I get the feeling that they're starting the process to start to run for the Republican presidential nomination. Doesn't mean they're going to get very far. Yeah. But just as I read today, I said, wow. And those are Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska, who I actually think is, among the Republican senators, one of the better ones, although I don't like a lot of what he believes in, but he's certainly more substantial and more honorable. And former Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan.
Really? Paul Ryan?
Because he's campaigning in South Carolina for Tom Rice, a congressman that voted to impeach Donald Trump. And he's made it clear about that. He's upset about how the Republicans are still going for Trump, most of them. So I don't know if he's going to get anywhere. But I think Paul Ryan is a person of significance, and I don't care for him particularly. But, you know, he is former Speaker of the House and Senator Sasse of Nebraska. And I guess I would say I would prefer, certainly, that the Republican Party pick a conservative who I don't agree with, but at least has some ethics and morals and scruples.
Yeah. Yeah.
And has something really substantial. And I think either Ryan or Sasse would be, or maybe a combination of them, would be an interesting scenario.
My guess is that you don't believe just because somebody has a differing opinion from you. Now, you say they're horrible. Some of them are horrible. But I don't think you truly believe all these people are horrible just because they disagree with you. They're horrible because their ideas are not... Well, why would you call them horrible? People that don't believe that a woman should ever have an abortion no matter what, you know?
Well, like, because to say no matter what, including their life and rape and incest, is horrible.
Yeah. Now, I mentioned in...
If you allow exceptions, then I'd say okay. But when people are that extreme, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be gray. I'm going to be black and white on that.
Yeah. Now,
are too. They don't allow exceptions, you know. Come on.
Yeah. I mentioned in Scott's and my show today that my daughter-in-law did have, I guess you would call it an abortion, but it wasn't really an abortion. She had, they were taking a fertility drug and had five fetuses growing within her, and she's 4'11", and the doctors recommended that either she'd end up giving up her life if she didn't abort some of them. So they did end up aborting three of them. Now, is that murder of those three?
But your daughter-in-law has twins?
Yeah, she has twins now.
This is in Ohio or California?
No, in Ohio.
Oh!
She has twins, and that's because they aborted three of the quintuplets.
Well, according to what the extremists say, she probably would face prosecution if it happened now.
Yeah, that's what it scares me. Yeah, it is.
I'm sorry, that's not something you can be gray about. It's black and white, and it's unacceptable.
And she's my daughter.
If somebody doesn't like it, I'm sorry. I don't see any way other than to call it horrendous. Horrible.
And she's my daughter-in-law. If you don't like it, you can go to hell.
Yeah. How old are those twins?
12, I believe.
12?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And two girls or two boys or what?
Two boys and not identical. Everybody says, oh, they don't look identical. No, so they're not identical.
Boy and a girl.
Twins. I'm sorry?
A boy and a girl?
No, they're both boys.
Yeah. Both boys.
Yeah.
Do they look alike at all? No.
And a tiny bit, but not very much. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
But I love them.
Two twins are special.
Yeah.
More than identical in a way because they all have some different eggs.
Yeah, and believe it or not, these two are completely different. I mean,
it makes you wonder if she had five, and that's just say some people have quintuplets.
Yeah.
She would have died at 4 foot 11.
But it would have been five. It would be five separate quadruplets. It would not be any identical. I mean, I don't understand. That sounds crazy.
I don't. You'll have to ask the doctor. I have no idea. I have no
idea.
How
do they decide which fetuses to not follow through?
It was. That's another good question. And I think it was pretty much the easiest ones to get to were aborted. You know, because they have to go in with some sort of, not x-ray, but some sort of vision, and just pluck out the ones that are they're easiest to get to, I believe.
I see. Well,
but I don't know that. I'm not a doctor. I'm just making that up.
So. And how much did they weigh when they were born?
I think they were well over 5 pounds, both of them.
I see. Yeah. And they were born close to each other in time?
Within a couple of minutes, yes.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
And they didn't end up one at midnight and the next one the next day.
No, no. The only
that happens is you have twins or triplets, and some are born at 11:58, and the next one at 12:01 the next day.
Yeah, and if you're born on the 31st and your brother's born on the 1st of January, what?
I'm just saying you have there's cases of twins or triplets being born on different days because of the timing of the delivery. You know.
Yeah. Well, kind of interesting that we bring that up. My daughter, who is not young, but she's not old either, but she was born on the 31st of December, and we really wanted that tax deduction.
What time was she born about?
She was born, I think, at around 5 at night.
Okay, well, so, 7 hours
so
ago.
We had
but
some,
imagine if you had twins, and one was, I'd say, 11:58, December 31st, and the next one, 12:01 or 12:02 on New Year's Day.
That would give you two tax deductions.
Certainly.
One tax deduction for 1 year, and another tax deduction for the next year.
Yeah, but only one, not two each year. Yeah,
yeah,
that's funny.
Right. Oh, my. I kind of did bring this up, but do you think the hearings about seditious conspiracy on the Proud Boys and all the other, well, the Proud Boys, there's another group that's being charged with seditious conspiracy. Do you think they have a chance?
Oath Keepers is the other.
Yeah, Oath Keepers, yeah. Do they have a chance at all of getting through?
You mean to conviction?
Yeah.
I think so, but I'm not a lawyer, but I think there is. I don't think they'd be bringing a case if they weren't.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be easy, no.
It's been done before and not successfully, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm a little afraid that not only are we going to have the same problem with the 1-6 committee as we're having with Roe versus Wade and also the gun problem. All three of those things, nobody has the courage to do anything, quite frankly. They'd rather pass it on to somebody else, it seems like.
Yeah. That's why we're in such trouble.
Yeah.
Yep.
I asked Scott this morning, I said, when did we start having this we against us against you mentality? And I don't think we ever answered that. When do you think we started having such a difference?
Well, who did you ask this of?
Scott, when we were on the air.
He didn't have an idea?
He really didn't respond to a date, a time.
Okay, well, I said it earlier. I think it was Newt Gingrich in the late 80s before he was Speaker, and then continuing on really started the us against them to the extreme. Because in the 80s, Republicans and Democrats actually crossed the aisle a lot.
Yeah.
We had Ted Kennedy working with Orrin Hatch, for instance. We had other cases, quite a few. John McCain worked with other Democrats. I'm just using those examples. But even in the House. But once Newt Gingrich came along with the idea of scorched earth policy, I think that really started a situation that people have written about that was continued by others in the after 2000, like Dick Cheney, as I said, and also Sarah Palin and Donald Trump and others as well. So
can we not go all the way back to Reagan on some of this?
He himself always came across as charming, as they say.
Yeah, of course.
I do think people around him were working to undermine bipartisanship, but I think he always came across as a, a cool guy, you know. He was good, but actually, he was horrendous. I hate to use the word, but horrendous on many issues, like on the issue of AIDS. His wife, you know, would not, help Rock Hudson when he was dying of AIDS and wanted to have a specific doctor or recommendation or something. And honestly, I have to say, I was stunned that, yes, this is Gay Pride Month.
Yeah.
The Bidens are, you know, for gay rights. But Dr. Jill Biden, I think, it's really been said, has really messed things up by praising Nancy Reagan because it's a Nancy Reagan stamp. I understand she's a former first lady and all that. But Nancy Reagan and Ronald Reagan ignored the whole issue of AIDS and gay rights until like 1987 altogether. And so it was really over the top that she went out of her way yesterday or the day before Jill Biden to praise Nancy Reagan and to do this thing about the stamp at this point. They should have waited till next month, you know, because it really was bad publicity, I think. So she really messed up. But, you know, people are not perfect, but I think she messed up, and there's going to be some backfire on it, I think.
Well, I thought, you know, I watched it, and I thought, well, she really is praising a woman I had a hard time supporting.
Yeah,
but
I was not a fan of Nancy Reagan.
But,
I didn't wish her harm, but I was not a fan, no.
But I think 99.9% of the time, if we issue a stamp, somebody's got to praise that person, and she was the one that drew the short straw, I think.
Yeah.
I hope that's what it was.
Yeah, but it was, I think, politically bad timing, I'd say.
Yeah.
Should have been done last month, not this month.
Well, tell me, explain to me why you think last month would have been better than this.
Well, because it wasn't Gay Pride Month.
Well, that's true.
I'm just saying,
I
bring it up at a time of, it's a specific month that deals with one particular kind of group of people, you know.
I wear a shirt, a Star Trek shirt.
And,
and it shows a picture of the spaceship taking off. And the exhaust from the back of the spaceship is in gay pride colors, you know, all the multiple colors. And
yeah.
I've had a lot of people say, oh, I love that shirt. And I will tell them, I wear this as my support for gay pride. And
yes. Well,
half
the whole issue
like
of gay rights has really come to, you know, it's always been there in recent years, in the last 50 years, but now the hatred against gay people and transgender and lesbian has really gone over the top, and it's very scary. There's a lot of people being murdered because of their sexuality, and an awful lot of bullying going on in schools, and then we have the governor of Florida passing this Don't Say Gay bill, and all that, and it's also going on elsewhere in the Republican Party, basically, even though, interestingly, some of the people in the party are gay, and they have been in the past, but, of course, they always hide it, and then we find out years later. You know, the fact is that they really have declared war, the Republican Party, on gays, and an awful lot of people who, you know, including the person, I did listen a few minutes. I guess it's the same person who was saying he didn't particularly like the idea of people having a relationship that's not man and woman.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily like it, but it's nobody's damn business, I say. It's not something that should be discriminated against and should not have people.
Now, that caller that you heard, he called in several times this morning, and he and I agree on 80%, probably 90% of
the person that was talking all along for 2 hours?
Yeah, well, he would call back in.
Okay, because I just heard a little bit toward the end. I did not hear the rest of it, yeah.
And he's pretty shrewd, I believe, about his opinions.
I didn't listen long enough to know, but I just thought it really doesn't matter how anybody thinks. Same thing with interracial marriage. People don't have to like it.
Yeah.
Not your damn business. You can think it, but it's not your business to try to promote hate. I'm not saying he did. He didn't. I'm not saying him.
No.
But it's not that it should not be promoting prejudice and hate because you don't agree.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I've said this before, but I'll say it now, that I see an awful, and again, people have a right to do it, an awful lot of people have lots of tattoos on their arms, their legs, etc. I think it's horrible. I don't like it, but I'm not going to tell somebody why you're doing that. I can think, oof, I don't like that. So I don't like it. Who the hell am I to? Yeah, I can have my view, but it doesn't mean I'm going to say anything or push it at anybody else. Everybody has things that are different. Just like some people have large dogs, and I don't particularly care for that, but I'm not going to tell them that. I mean, everybody has their own view, but it's not something where it should become prejudice, discrimination, and bullying that goes on so much now.
I don't need tattoos on my legs. I got varicose veins. So.
You got what? I'm sorry.
Varicose veins.
Oh, gosh. But I'm just saying that some people have it all over their legs and arms, and again... Yeah. All good to them,
yeah.
But I don't like it. But it doesn't matter if I like it. I'm just mentioning it as an example. Some people don't like two men or two women, or blacks and whites, or Asians and whites. It's not, and you can have your view, but not impose it or discriminate against people on
that,
it.
That caller that you heard, I think he was the one that said, just because you don't like it doesn't mean you have to agree to do it, you know. You
can, yeah.
Yeah. Keep it to yourself. I mean, if you get in a discussion with somebody and they want to understand what your position is, go ahead and tell them.
Yeah.
But don't be afraid to tell them. That's one of the things that bothers me recently about our news commentators or news people. They're afraid to say... And I understand it. Scott does this too. They're afraid to say where they stand on issues for fear that everybody will think, oh, they're just a shill for that side of the question.
Well, I guess it doesn't bother me because I'm a progressive, a liberal, and I'm proud of it.
Me too.
And now that everybody has to agree, but I'm going to say what I think. And I can't be gray on things that where things are so bad. I have to be very clear, you know. So some people might be alienated. I'm sorry about that, but... I have my views, and I really have them strongly held, and I think it's the proper view. But again, I listen to other people, but I don't really like when people try to impose their views. And I'm not trying to impose any views, just given my view. But there are people who want to pass laws or promote bullying or discrimination, and that's wrong.
I think you mentioned in our show last time that you had heard about our... we had a person speaking before our students that talked about... He believed...
About what?
He believed that marriage should be between a man and a woman. And he was speaking at one of our graduation things, I believe. Scott read his statement to me this morning, and it wasn't nearly as blown out of shape as many of the news media people tried to make it. Do you think they do that just to make money?
Well, news media are a business.
Yeah, that's true, unfortunately.
I don't know. Then you have people get up who are believers in gay rights, and they say it at the commencement. I suppose you have to allow both sides to do it, I suppose. But I guess best to not do that at a commencement.
Yeah, that was my feeling, that was not the place to talk about it. But
yeah.
Really, he did mention that it was his opinion, so which I thought kind of gave him an out on it. And it was only one sentence long, and I really did think the media, after hearing Scott read that to me, I really did think the media may have... We've had like 6 articles in our local newspaper about that.
Well, anything that's done, that's controversial gets a lot of coverage, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's unavoidable, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's unavoidable. It wouldn't be unavoidable if people would learn to listen to the other person with their ears and talk less, complain less, point, you know. There's not much you can do to... I did a thing from Diedrich Bonhoeffer last week where he talked about you cannot change an ignorant person's beliefs by talking to them.
That's true, yes.
He didn't say you couldn't change a smart person's belief by talking to him. He said you cannot change an ignorant person's belief.
Who said this now?
Diedrich Bonhoeffer. He was a Jewish gentleman who, by the way, was killed 2 weeks before his concentration camp was set free. And a very... My father, as a minister, quoted him a lot. He was a very brilliant man. I think he was a theologian. Christian. I think he was a rabbi or something to that. He was Jewish.
I just wish people would live, agree to live and let live, but
yeah,
that's not the way it is, I don't agree, so I'll say it, but I'm not going to go and discriminate against somebody who thinks differently. I can just say I don't agree with them, and I might say they're horrendous, but that's just words. But I'm not going to go and pick on the person or cause trouble other than my mouth.
Don't say horrendous, because I know Scott's listening. He's been messaging me.
I'm just giving my view. I'm not promoting discrimination or doing anything legally about anything.
And that's kind of what this gentleman speaker for the school was doing. He was giving his opinion.
Yeah.
I think it was probably a bad choice of location to give it.
Yes.
But you can give that opinion from your church, or you can give that opinion other places, but doing it at a church, school function, I thought.
Freedom of speech is, of course, a loaded thing. You don't want to interfere with freedom of speech, but in some cases, if it threatens people's lives, if it promotes violence, then something can be done about it, but not just the enunciation of one's views, no.
Well, freedom of speech is almost like the First Amendment is similar to the Second Amendment in that there is all sorts of gray around it, don't you think?
There's all kinds of ways of looking at it, yeah.
I mean, like screaming fire in the middle of a theater has for decades been something that everybody agrees is not a good thing. But,
yes, that's the famous decision by Oliver Wendell Holmes in 1919 about that. There are limits on freedom of speech, yes.
I did not know that was Oliver Wendell Holmes.
He's the one that authored that opinion, yes.
Yeah. Well, and that seems kind of logical. That's one of the things we don't seem to have anymore in America, logical thinking. Where did it go?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we have professors like you who teach kids. Do you find they're listening?
Yes, but I wanted to mention that education in general is in crisis because of the two-year pandemic, because at all levels, not saying in my class necessarily, but at all levels, kids are behind in what they should know for their age, and there's going to be a major problem when they graduate high school and they don't have the skills and the knowledge and the background they should have had because, doing it online was not adequate, and it was just too disruptive, and we've had a lot of mental health issues that have arisen with young people, and I think that's part of what's going on now, with some of these people who are discontented and they decide they're going to become violent, as in the cases that we've had recently.
Well, we missed out on 2 years of socialization for those kids.
Yes.
They couldn't, reach out to people of their own age and connect. And that takes a while to learn, too, I think.
Yes, it's a real problem. And I know a couple of people who are social workers, and they're saying that they're being barraged from more and more people, or psychologists, as far as people, but they can't take on any more people. But there's a lot of very unhappy and maladjusted young people, both men and women, and it's scary,
You know, being a social worker is almost as courageous as being a teacher. My wife was a social worker for 5 years.
Yeah, it's a great profession, yep.
Yeah, for 5 years. And she made so little amount of money.
Well, you don't make... I think
she made nothing.
Better, but certainly it's not the highest paying, no.
Well, we could hardly... I mean, the two of us, I was back in school, and it was darn near impossible. If she hadn't had rich parents, we wouldn't have made it. But she did, so we did. We made it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're getting a little close to the end of the thing. Yeah, we got about three minutes.
Yeah, I was going to mention that I wrote yesterday about Donald Trump had no concern about the threat to the life of Mike Pence. What he did, he actually seems to even be encouraging hanging of Mike Pence. That's incomprehensible. I said, how could any decent human being, no matter what his political and ideological loyalties, support and continue to excuse Donald Trump for his lack of empathy, decency, compassion, so even his own vice president. Donald Trump has no regard for human life, and this will be exposed by the January 6th U.S. House Committee as it starts holding public hearings on this Thursday evening, June 9th. And I point out that Thomas Jefferson and Aaron Burr didn't get along, Jefferson didn't threaten Aaron Burr. John Quincy Adams and John C. Calhoun didn't get along, and even Andrew Jackson and John C. Calhoun, but they didn't go and threaten, the vice president's life. So this is beyond the pale, and there's no way to say that he can't have a strong opinion on that, that the man needs to be prosecuted for the fact of sedition and treason, and he needs to be incarcerated, the President of the United States, Donald Trump. But who knows if he will ever be? I don't know. But meanwhile, he's still a threat for 2024.
I doubt that he will ever be prosecuted. But, you know, I gave him the benefit of the doubt for a lot of years. For at least a couple of years, thinking that, of course, he didn't want to have Pence killed. But now I find out from what the 1-6 committee has found, or at least they've kind of leaked it out. Yeah, he was kind of for the, you know, go ahead, hang him. I don't care.
Yeah.
That's kind of scary to have a president who is that cavalier about other people's lives. Well, he talked about standing at Fifth Avenue and shooting somebody and nobody'd do anything about it. He's probably right.
Yeah, he's in many ways more horrible than Jefferson Davis was, the president of the Confederate States of America, when you think about it.
Well, I didn't know Jefferson Davis was that horrible. Was he?
Well, he led the Confederacy.
Yeah, I understand that.
And he was out to try to kill Abraham Lincoln. They were trying to figure out a way to kill Abraham Lincoln.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not that he was involved with John Wilkes Booth, but they were trying to do it, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, anyway, we're out of time. It's the last minute, so thanks again.
Well, fantastic. It was a good discussion. Thanks a lot, Dr. Feynman.
Yes, it was very good. So I wish you a good week, and I'll see you next Wednesday.
Yeah, I'll talk to you on next Wednesday.
All right,
have
take
a great
care.
Time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Feynman, he's one of our buddies. He's one of a kind, and we love having him on. We did have some questions that were messaged in to me. I saw them. Unfortunately, I couldn't get to the phone to read them. Anyway, I hope you will tune in tomorrow because we're going to have Dr. Marilyn Coleman on. We're going to be talking about plants. It'll be a great time. Our deer has returned to our neighborhood. We'll talk about that as well. And I hope you tune in tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio. For Emmy Award-winning actress and voice.